Red Wave, Republicans Win Across the Empire State. By Jacob Bliss on November 3, 2021. Republicans won all over New York Tuesday night, swiftly defeating Democrat ballot propositions, winning major local elections, and turning on the Republican base as the midterms are quickly approaching. Three propositions on the ballot in Tuesday's election that would have given Albany Democrats the power needed over redistricting, same-day voter registration, and universal mail-in voting were defeated. As the votes are still being tallied, Proposition 1, 3, and 4 appear to have not passed. All three propositions show over 60% of votes going towards not allowing them to pass. A representative for House Republican Conference Chair Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, who fiercely campaigned against the propositions, claiming they were a shameless power grab by Albany Democrats, previously explained to Breitbart News what the ballot measures were capable of if they were to pass. 1. Proposition 1 attempts to strip power away from the Independent Redistricting Commission, IRC, that New Yorkers overwhelmingly voted to establish. This proposition would essentially nullify the commission and allow Albany Democrats and the Democrat governor to overrule the commission and draw gerrymandered maps. 2. Proposition 3 would create same-day voter registration, eliminating New York State's constitutional requirement that mandates voters are registered at least 10 days before an election. This throws away a crucial process, where the Board of Elections has time to validate a person's name, address, and eligibility. If enacted, newly registered voters would be allowed to vote on voting machines instead of casting affidavit ballots, which would make it challenging, if not impossible, to disqualify the votes of any individuals later determined ineligible. 3. Proposition 4 would allow no-excuse absentee voting. Given the restrictions of the pandemic, Democrats pitch this as a reasonable way to expand vote by mail. However, coupled with same-day voter registration, it's proven that universal vote by mail is a tool for ballot harvesting. Not only did Republicans triumphantly defeat Democrats across New York last night, we defeated the greatest threat on the ballot, Democrats' dangerous ballot propositions disguised as election reform, Stefanik said in a statement late Tuesday night declaring victory over defeating the propositions. Voters saw through Democrats' corrupt scheme to try and rig elections in their favor. And I'm proud to have played a role in spreading this message, she added. The more Democrats impose unconstitutional mandates, socialist tax hikes, and election rigging schemes, the more Republicans will come together to fight back and save New York. We're going to continue this momentum into 2022 when we flip New York red and take back the House, she explained. Stefanik, being a prominent Republican in New York, also congratulated some of the significant Republican victories from North Country, whom she endorsed. Republican Danielle Fogel defeated former far-left Congressman Anthony Brindisi in a landslide in the race for New York Supreme Court in the 5th Judicial District. Republican Scott Ostrander overwhelmingly flipped the town of Milton. Andrew Moses flipped the St. Lawrence County Family Court judge seat in a landslide. Elise Stefanik endorsed Republican Mark Wright won the town of Ticonderoga. Republican Ronnie Roberts flipped the town of Colton. Republican Norman Davis flipped the town of Beekmantown with 60% of the vote. Additionally, Republicans saw major victories on Long Island, signaling a rejection of the state's controversial bail reform law. Republican district attorneys won in Nassau and Suffolk counties. In Nassau County, Republican candidate Ann Donnelly beat Democrat State Senator Todd D. Kaminsky with a sizable margin. In Suffolk County, Republican Ray Tierney toppled Democrat incumbent Tim Sinney also by a sizable margin. Democrats made adjustments to the law after public outcry about the reforms and disapproval from law enforcement when suspects and defendants carried out alleged crimes immediately after being released. This was a clear referendum on the disastrous 10 months of Joe Biden's administration and a Republican resurgence fueled by outrage after years of corrupt Albany politicians destroying our state, Stefanik also said. Nick Gilbertson and Paul Bois contributed to this article. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.